The Morning Playhouse.
Check it out.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
You know, if you get a little crazy once in a while, that's when things get interesting.
Y94.
Dead featuring Hayley Williams, it is Stay the Night. Y94 is the number one hit music station and home of the Playhouse of the Morning, 7:20 in the morning, 24 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. Today in Fargo, Moorhead, going to be partly sunny and all right with a high around 43 degrees today. Could be a comfortable day in Fargo, Moorhead. So we are looking for Angel Isertel to pick her purse. We haven't heard from her yet, but we certainly would like to. She's got about 6 minutes left to call 237-HIT. Who might this be?
Hi, it's Angel.
This is Angel. Oh my goodness. Did Maggie just butcher the heck out of your name?
Did I? I hope I didn't.
I didn't even have my radio on. My husband's coworker called me. I was like, oh my God.
Oh my goodness.
One day I don't have it on, of course.
Oh, so I like that you saved yourself there. You thought, I don't want these people to hate me, so I listen all the time.
No, I do, actually.
Well, listen, you do get to pick your purse.
Yeah!
Yay.
Now, Angel, have you seen the purse boutique? Seen what purses are left?
I'm trying to get online and look. The gray, one of the gray coaches.
Okay, one of them has the C's on them, and the other one's just a flat gray. They're both about the same size, though.
The one with the C's on them.
The
would
C's?
Be fine.
Perfect. Yeah. So you got number 33. It's the gray coach.
Okay, yep, that's the one.
Now you got yourself a beautiful coach bag, and I'm hoping, Angel, you swing by to grab it and show it off with all the other ladies at our first ever Y94 purse party powered by Stop and Go, which is the Wild Vine at the Hub. We're going to have a whole lot of fun, and that's next Friday, so it should be a good time.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have anything going on, so.
Perfect. Well, hon, can you just hang on the line for a second, and Maggie will get you all the info you need to know?
Yeah.
Beautiful. So we do it at 7:10, 11:10, and 3:10. You'll have another shot to do it a little later on today at 11:10 and 3:10 in 194's Pick Your Purse. The way this is being executed, this round, I feel like, you know that when you go shopping with your wife and she's like, I don't know if I want this one or this one. And you're like, I don't know the difference.
Yes.
You and I experience that every single
day.
Time we give away a purse.
Mm-hmm.
Do I want the one with the C's or without the C's? Well, you know what I say about C's.
Which
you
one's cheaper?
Can never have too many C's.
Y94.
Your name could be called next to pick your purse.
Oh my God, this is so awesome.
Register online now at Y94.com.
Wrecking Ball from Miley Cyrus. Y94, the number one hit music station. Hi, we're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Pick your purse. Angel Isertel just won herself a beautiful, beautiful coach bag. If I remember correctly, the one with the C's on it.
Yes.
That way you can be like, look, it's coach. It has C's on it. And then you snap your finger and just kind of you mouth off a little bit because that's what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to. We'll do Pick Your Purse again at 11:10 and 3:10 today. Absolutely cannot wait to talk with you, Danielle, because you got something going on that I think there's plenty of women in the Playhouse family that are dealing with, and maybe you've just given them kind of an interesting idea, but from the start, what did your guy say to you?
He literally told me he was going to participate in his No Shave November. And you know the thing, there's guys that they just don't shave their face all month.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know about other women, but for me, this is the worst month of the year. I mean, I hate it when my husband is scruffy. And this will be the third year in a row he has done this. But I think I finally figured out a way to break the cycle.
How would that be?
I told him that it's fine if he doesn't shave for the whole month in November. But I'm going to. Like, literally, I'm not shaving anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you should have seen his face. He just got sick to his stomach. You know, he told me that he was going to call my bluff, so I guess we're competing the month of November, no shaving.
Right.
But here I am a week in, and I haven't touched my legs or my downward region, and there's definitely some stubble.
So he can let the beard go all November if he wants to, and you're going to let everything on you get hairy.
Yes! I mean, I don't know, it's kind of European, right? No shaving downstairs, no legs, no armpits, less work for me. And I have no doubt that he will crack before me. You know, I can cover things up with jackets, sweaters, clothing, but he cannot cover his face. So as much as I hate the beard, I've had to live with it before. I don't think he can handle with me going completely European with the stubble and full out hair.
But can you handle being that hairy?
I don't know. I think so. I mean, it's less maintenance for me.
So you ain't going to touch the pits. You aren't going to touch the downstairs. You're not going to touch the leg. I mean, you're going to completely maintenance-free hair this thing. Well, best of luck to you. I'd be curious to hear. You have to let us know who cracks first in this thing.
I think I'm going to win.
All right. Well, best of luck to you.
Thanks, guys.
And I think it'll be fun if we can get some, like, side-by-side pictures of Danielle and her guy maybe throughout the month and kind of see who's getting hairier and who cracks first. But why I wanted to have Danielle on is because we have had every November for a couple of years now, women of the Playhouse family reach out and say, ugh, Maggie, you're one of them. Ugh, my guy, he absolutely will not shave. He's going No Shave November, and a lot of girls don't like it.
Right.
Maggie, I have a solution for you and Ray's issue.
What's that?
You don't shave.
Oh, I have threatened that before.
Do not shave.
He called my bluff.
Let the pits fly.
No.
Let the hair grow on your legs.
I think I made it like a week and a half, and it drove me nuts. I couldn't do it.
Maggie, I need you to transform yourself into Hairy Maggie. Fight fire with fire.
He definitely called my bluff. He's like, okay, fine, do it.
Littlefoot.
He knew I couldn't.
I feel Littlefoot. I think you should give it a try.
I've tried. It doesn't work.
For anyone willing to try it alongside Danielle, I think you should consider it. Your guy says, I'm not going to shave. You want him to shave? Say, fine. I'm not shaving anything either. And Danielle has a point. You can cover it with clothing for the most, I would think. Depends what you're wearing. You can kind of hide it if you want to. Just let it grow. Let it grow, ladies. Daft Punk get lucky in a couple of minutes. A related issue on the way.
Check it out.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
I'm excited.
Let's go.
Y94.
Daft Punk with Get Lucky. Y94 is the number one hit music station that plays all the hits. We're Zero, Rad, and Maggie. And I think Danielle has single-handedly solved an issue that has plagued the Playhouse family, or at least about 50% of the Playhouse family, every November for a couple of years now. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But there's something about people like Maggie that just don't want us men to be men.
Yeah.
I never said that.
We
I don't mind stubble. I don't mind. But when it gets out of control, you need to maintain your beard.
I don't know why you have to hate on No Shave November, you party poo-pooer.
I have never said I hated. It needs to be maintained.
But Maggie isn't the only one. I mean, we get calls all the time in November for women that are like, ugh, my guy's doing No Shave November. I hate it. What do I do? And Maggie says, when you figure it out, tell me. It's kind of what I've heard you say time and time again. And I think Danielle, she's got it figured.
He literally told me he was going to participate in his No Shave November. And this will be the third year in a row he has done this. But I think I finally figured out a way to break the cycle.
How would that be?
I told him that it's fine if he doesn't shave for the whole month in November. But I'm going to. Like, literally, I'm not shaving anything.
No pits. No legs.
Oh, my God.
And no anywhere else. Use your imagination. Which one of them will crack first? Because I have this funny feeling it will bother him that she's getting so hairy more than it'll bother her that he's getting so hairy.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a lot more places that she maintains probably for each of them than he has on himself.
See, then why can't guys maintain? We maintain. Why can't? It's not that hard. I'm not asking you to shave the whole beard. Just maintain.
We can't all be David Cook, Maggie. We can't all be David Cook. Hi.
I was actually wondering, has anybody looked into a connection to Movember and Men's Cancer Awareness Month?
Oh.
Because that's what No Shave November is supposed to be about.
For a lot of people, it's just about being freaking hairy.
So, yeah, it's not for us. It's for a good cause.
Absolutely. I can't grow a mustache, thankfully.
Well, thankfully, you can do you can do anything you put your mind to. I think in this instance, this is just a guy that wants to be hairy because all his buddies said it's No Shave November, bro. I don't think that there was any. I don't know the guy, but I have this funny feeling. It was just, hey, let's not shave this month, bro. I don't know if he was actually thinking that charitable about it.
You
know
at least it looks like we're supporting a charity by being lazy.
A lot of my guy friends talk about it. Very few of them know why they're doing it.
I don't want to shave. No Shave November. I'll bet I can grow a bigger beard than you can grow a bigger beard. My beard's bigger.
Does she get some tech support at all, Rat?
Yeah. Somebody says, I could stand not shaving my legs in downstairs area, but there is no way I could go around with hairy armpits. Yuck. Somebody else saying, good luck. I tried that, and I ended up cracking first. Somebody else says it's only 1 month. Holy crap, do women really need to get that upset? And No Nookie November worked for my friend to get her husband to finally shave.
All right, so I have an idea, and I would really like to move forward with this, but it's going to require your help. And maybe Maggie, maybe you're willing to help me with this.
What's that?
For the women that want to join the fight and participate in No Shave November and show their men what they've been doing to them for November's on end. Do not shave, ladies of the Playhouse family. Do not shave your legs. Huh. Do not shave your pits. Do not trim the stash or shave down there either. If you shave the small of your back, don't shave that either. Whatever you shave, the hair between your toes, whatever it might be, do not shave it for the next, what, like 25 days?
Yeah.
Do not shave. And if you would be so kind as to take pictures periodically throughout the month and send them to us, either through email or on the Playhouse Facebook page, we will post them proudly. I do have one request. No privates. Just your pits and your legs and, you know, PG pictures that I could actually post. Ladies, do not shave. Send us the pictures. It's No Shave November. Ladies,
see,
you can do it.
I have tried this, and I thought it would be so easy because I complain all the time. Oh, it takes so long to shave my legs, shave my armpits, just whatever.
Your lower back.
Yes, my lower back rat. I couldn't do it. I think I lasted a week and a half.
I need you to rock the beard on every part of your body, Maggie.
I can't. Well, and next week I'm supposed to wear a dress, so this
that's
could
okay.
get really awkward for me.
Fuzzy leg it. Uh-huh. You will be warm for the winter.
Yep.
That's all I need, ladies, is a couple of I need a couple of hairy gals to send me some pics this month.
Oh, that sounds so creepy.
I just need a couple of hairy gals to send me some pics. That's all I need. I just want to make a gallery on the website. That's all I want to do. So Facebook, email, whatever works, but you can tweet them. But again, I ask, only PG pictures, please.
Is that a cat?
Please. I feel like I shouldn't have to ask that. I just want to clarify what I'm asking for. If it's just hairy legs, that's all I want. Hairy legs.
Armpits, come on.
You can send the pit. Send the pit if you must, but preferably just hairy legs. Keep them coming, ladies.
Oh, dear
Keep
God.
Keep them coming. And do not take a picture of like your man's legs and try to pass them off as your own. I'll know. I know a lady leg when I see it. I know a lady leg when I see it. Maggie, are you not even going to participate?
I have to wear a dress next week, so no, I am not going to show
day?
Up in a dress. Next Friday, I have to.
Oh, for our purse party.
Yes.
You can go to the Playhouse Y94 purse party, little Harry, if you want to.
I am not going
to
show up with hairy legs and hairy armpits. And
no gown hair.
Forget it. I could, maybe.
None of the girls that won in Y94's Pick Your Purse are going to mind if Maggie's hairy.
I will mind.
She's a little hairy.
No.
Maybe just, like, don't shave from the knee up. If you wouldn't mind.
No, I still know. I can't do
it. And by the end of the winter, it'll look like you're wearing a mini skirt. If you wouldn't mind. Rat, I do want to transition into what you wanted to talk about, kind of related this morning.
Yeah, it's similar.
Could.
And it's a little frightening because there was a survey done by a UK company that found that 53% of men have their partner help manscape them.
What?
Their significant other, over half.
53%
help manscape their man. Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
So, ladies of the Playhouse family, if you have ever trimmed hair that is not on the head of your man, I want to know where it was and how
no
you
pictures,
did it.
Please.
Did you wax? Did you trim with a scissors? Was there a razor? Did you help him? And what did you do?
And I feel like, did you volunteer to help him or did he ask you to help him?
I need to know the backstory here. Ladies, if you help your man manscape, how do you do it? How did that come about? What do you use? Tell me the tools. Do you go out to the garage and get the weed whacker? I don't know. I need to know. I need to know. Please, at 237 hits.
Wake up!
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
I woke up in the morning.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
Y94.
Selena Gomez and The Scene. Slow down. Y94, the number one hit music station. Playhouse of the Morning. Zero Rat Maggie. It's a No Shave November kind of day. Couple of things going on. We are looking to get some women of the Playhouse family excited about No Shave November. A lot of your guys are probably doing it. Clearly, Rat is. He's got quite the scruff going on.
He does.
Ray is doing it, too. So you got men all parts of your life,
but
hairy.
He's a beard year-round. He's
it's
hairy
no
year-round.
It's 365 for
it
him.
It is, yeah.
What I'm hoping is to have some people, Danielle, she calls in and she says, you know what? As a woman that's tired of this, I'm going to do No Shave November. No legs, no pits, no anywhere else you can imagine me shaving. Mm-hmm. I'm not shaving it. You go, girl. You go, you hairy, hairy girl, you. And if you go a couple of days here without shaving your legs, all month maybe, not doing nothing with the pits, send us some pictures, ladies. We want to post those online. Only of the legs or pits. Anywhere else I don't care to see. Anywhere else. Unless like hairy toes or something. PG, please. But then also, Rat found this stat that's kind of related, but kind of
it's
not.
Ridiculous.
That says what?
53% of men have their partner help manscape them.
So if you've trimmed, tweezed, wax pulled, whatever you've done, I want to know all about it. How did you come to this? Did he ask you to? Does it happen regularly or happen one time and never happen again? You've been involved?
Bikini, tweezers.
Bikini,
bathroom,
tweezers.
And because I wanted to see what it looked like if it had ears.
Wait, what?
I made it into my own personal little elephant.
Oh.
I got that.
I used my little bikini trimmer and, yep, made myself little elephant ears to go trunk.
Was this your own project or did he ask for help?
Well, he didn't specifically want that. I just thought, what the hell, I'm down here, I'm going to make it funny for me.
I want to be an elephant!
That works. It works.
That's my
elephant.
He never
let me do it again, but it worked.
So you've helped at Manscaped, but mostly it was for your own amusement.
Are you kidding? Any man lets you go down there with the sharp implements? Of course I'm going to do something fun for me.
Yeah. I do have one question.
Make anything more than once.
What does the elephant say? In terms of text messages, what are you seeing there at 35270?
I helped him shave it all. It's better than having a Yeti. My wife used Nair for Men on my back, said it was creepy, and will never do it again. It was her idea to begin with. My husband had me shaving his back, but I quit because it's so gross. My son does it now. Lots of people saying that they shave the back for him because
hey,
they can't reach.
Come here, son. Come here, boy.
Let me scar you for life.
Let me give you this razor. Can you take care of Papa? Can we just acknowledge that that man has his son shave him?
Yeah. Also, I waxed my brother's back just to see him scream. I volunteered when the conversation came up. Somebody else waxed chest and back hair for two of my boyfriends. They were the ones that asked. My boyfriend is like a gorilla. His back hair makes him super itchy and miserable. We use an electric clippers to clip it back there, and I have no problem doing this.
All right, ladies, if you help your guy do a little manscaping, very curious how that came about and what it is that you do. I need the gruesome hairy details. 237 hits. You can text 35270. Rat and Maggie in the Playhouse, Y94, the number one hit music station. Chatting this morning at 237 Hits with women that help their men with manscaping.
Well, mine was a bit of a joke. When we were in college, he had tried out how to do it to a girl. And I was very young at the time and kind of went through it. And we ended up hooking back up when we were in our 30s. And as payback, one day, I said, okay, your turn. And so he had to let me.
You wax mine, I'll wax yours. Some of them text rat.
Yes, we were both in the shower, and with a grin, razor in hand, I said, turn around. He was a little apprehensive about it, but got into it shortly. As long as you make fun of the situation, he wasn't offended, and I get to cuddle with my smooth man. He calls it his squirrel, the hair right above his butt. I've shaved it with a beard trimmer. Hilarious. I think he asked me to, or I volunteered, and I helped him shave every inch of his body for a bodybuilding competition. He asked me to get between the cheeks. That's where I drew the line.
What was your shaving experience?
Well, I had my ex-wife decided she wanted to tweeze my facial hair.
Ouch.
During No Shave November.
Good grief. That had to feel just awful.
That got me to shave. That hurt.
Tweezing facial hair?
Yeah, like my goatee and beard.
Oh.
Yeah. Use a tweezer on that.
All right. I have this visual of a bunch of men with their legs in stirrups. Stirrups? Kind of like a gyno, and then like women with razors just like, I got to take care of business. She's got like a hard hat on. It's time. Well, you know, we've gotten some interesting stories, but I think if there's a message here, it's this. And I love to end a lot of these with that heartwarming, tender moment. I mean, even Jerry Springer at the end of The Weirdest Things would have his final thought. So if I may, on the topic of shaving, we've discussed many times on this show, what is love? What is it to care about somebody? And I think today we found the answer. Love is when you can take a tweezer, wax paper, or a razor to somebody else's body, absolutely any part of their body, and not feel the least bit uncomfortable, but in fact proud of your work, and do this repeatedly over the course of an extended period of time. That is love. When you find that person that you feel comfortable shaving in every way, love.
Don't forget between the cheeks.
Don't forget
I think the cheeks. Meatloaf said it best. I would do anything for love, but I won't do that. No thanks. For this wide-eyed wanderer that we got this far.
Y94 Morning Playhouse.
You guys are better than my morning cup of coffee. I laughed so hard this morning. What in the is that all about?
The Morning Playhouse.
Y94.
Hi, this is Rob.